he could deny the act, in which case not only was there overwhelming evidence of guilt, but a jury would see that he was clearly unremorseful and, you know, was trying to deny responsibility, for which punishment would have been certain. At least this way, she's going for mitigation right from the beginning, saying, okay, we're not contesting that he did the act, but you have to understand the context in which this occurred and what was going through his mind at the time. You know, realistically, we could be talking about 10 years. And I think that was part of Judy Clark's, you know, argument, is that at least if you put this guy at Supermax for the rest of his life, punishment is certain. And if you go out, if you sentence him to death and you're looking at direct appeals, you're looking at appeals to the Supreme Court, you're looking at writs of habeas corpus, and these things take several years each. And so if he's ever put to death, we could be talking about 10 years from now, or there could be a reversal of either the guilt, innocence, or punishment stage, and the whole thing starts over again.